to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. That's just icing on the cake. Now, the mission of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do this with business development, job creation, and service. Some people have said, I want to be a singer like Beyonce. Others felt like they had what it takes to be somebody like Michael Jordan. And there are others of you who felt like you were passed up on a good job opportunity of a lifetime. Today, I'd like for you to stop beating yourself up and start pulling yourself up. And I'd like you to consider starting a successful business. One thing about entrepreneurship, this is an option that's available to all of us. It doesn't matter if you can sing, whether you can throw a ball through a hoop, whether your subject or verbs agree. Doesn't matter if you have straight hair, long hair, short hair, thick, bald, black or gray. It doesn't matter if you're Christian, Muslim, or have no faith at all. All you need is faith in yourself and a commitment to serving and a burning desire to succeed. If you have those ingredients, you have what it takes to succeed in business. If you're under the sound of my voice this morning, I will do everything in my power to help shepherd in your success. If you're sitting there saying to yourself, gosh, I haven't lived up to my potential in life. You're sitting there saying, I have some regrets about some of my career choices. If you want to finally get the appreciation that you need of your family, friends, if you want to leave something behind for the next generation, I'm talking to you this morning. I'm talking to you, the next wave of successful business owners. Now, one thing you do need, though, you do need some help. You need some assistance. You need somebody on your side. And I also want you to know that you are not in this alone. Many people start a business and they feel like I'm out here on an island. They feel like their friends have turned their backs on them. They feel like this is insurmountable. This task is too big because they've adapted that attitude that they're in it by themselves. Well, you don't have to do that. One thing about us entrepreneurs, we're very resourceful. We have to pull on that and start using that as we set out on this journey of business ownership. And I want you to know, everything I have in my head, every experience, every degree, every client I've worked with, every task I've tackled, I will bring this to bear in the success of your business as well. My name is Robert Gatewood. I'm the host of the show. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. You can join us today by tuning in, telling others, and calling us at 1-800-450-7876. I have in the studio with me also today, Mr. William Maxwell. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Robert, and the Marketing Pulpit community. I'm here kind of on my vacation day.
On your vacation?
Yeah.
That's commitment.
I'm still chilling.
That's commitment.
So I just said, let me pop in the studio before I go back out and do the rest of my activities. And I just want to leave the listening audience with one of my William Maxwell-isms.
A Maxwell-ism.
Okay, and the Maxwell-ism for this Friday is, at the end of the day, if it does not have the right message, it's just another piece of paper or electronic piece with something on it. And at the end of the day, again, you got to have the right message, because I've gone out, I've been out, I've talked to a lot of business owners, and they're constantly saying, well, you know, I tried this, I tried that, and it's not working for me. And I always say, hey, it's not that the medium isn't working for you. It's the message.
You have the wrong message.
Yeah, it's the wrong message. So if your message is not right, you can have the best, latest, and greatest medium on the planet, and you're still not going to be successful because your message isn't resonating with anyone. It has to be the right message.
William,
so at the end of the day, the message has to be right.
William, you're exactly right. The message is pivotal as you're trying to put your stamp out here and plant your flag in this community of business owners and clients and consumers. Matter of fact, later in the show, I'm going to give you three M's of business success. I call them the three M's. They are mission, market, and money. And you definitely want to tune in later in the show. We're going to bring that on at the 11:15 mark. Later in the show, also this morning, in the next segment, we're going to have Apostle Shirley Jones. She's one of our latest authors, and she has a CD and a book she's releasing, and we're going to bring her on to tell us about that project. And we're proud to have this forum to introduce to the marketplace some of our creative business owners, some of the nonprofits, people who are just out here doing it. I mean, if you're, I tell you the best way to make no mistakes in life is to do nothing. Show me somebody who has never made a mistake. Show me somebody who's never taken any risk, and I will show you somebody who is doing absolutely nothing. So I like to always take a hat off to the business owners out here who are not afraid to stick their toe in that entrepreneurial pool. And we're going to talk about today on the third segment on the three M's that can help propel your business to take you from obscurity into the limelight of entrepreneurial success.
Well, Robert, one thing that can help in that effort is having a strategy and a plan. We talk about that on the show constantly. I was at a conference yesterday, and the conference was dealing with promotional materials.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people, they don't think, or they say, well, maybe that's not for me, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, again, if you're not getting your word out there, your competition is. So, I mean, it's almost like a no-brainer when you really sit back and think about it. And the funny thing with business, it's not as complicated as people make it out to be. A lot of times we overcomplicate things. We want to, you know, all this business theory and this, that, and the other. Sometimes it's just basic common sense.
Most of it is really, like you said, basic common sense. And unfortunately, many people who need the information the most will listen the least.
Right.
And that's been a challenge in just about every discipline. The people that need the information the most are the ones who are least willing to accept it.
Right. And that's, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it's the people who probably have a lot of degrees. Because a lot of times they think they know more than they actually know. And I always tell people it's best to stay in your lane. I mean, I'm not a brain surgeon, so I'm not going to go to a medical facility and try to pretend that I can go in there and be a brain surgeon just because I've read a little about brain surgery.
Well, you're right, William. This week, for instance, I've had the pleasure of working with a hodgepodge of business owners. One lady, she was a clinical therapist, and her job is to help women sort out their emotional challenges of being a mother, a wife, significant other. Another business owner, he was an entertainer.
Right.
He wears a big fuzzy suit. He's like a mascot. And his mission is to put faces on the smiles on the faces of precocious youngsters who are facing this uncertain future we see ahead.
Right.
And finally, there was a young lady who was who appeared to be lost and disquieted, and she felt that her financial world was about to collapse around her. It was becoming unglued. Now, the only thing that they seemed to have in common, though, was this passion and this belief that, one, they didn't have all the answers, and they sought help. They were willing to reach out and pretty much lay themselves bare to say, look, I do not have all of the answers. I am coming to you to say, even though you don't have all the answers, I see you as a resource and someone who may point me in the right direction. And I think it's a travesty that more people don't take that approach when they're trying to get themselves from point A to point B.
Right. Another William Maxwell-ism is entrepreneurship is a team sport.
Yes.
And the better your team, the more successful you're going to be. Because, I mean, look at it, Robert. You look at Bill Gates, who's the richest person on the planet right now. Bill Gates would still be working out of his garage if he didn't have a strong team around
him. That's right.
You have to build a team. You can't grow a business without a strong team. Every single successful business entrepreneur that's out there had to put together. They had to, first of all, they had to have a plan, a strategy. They had to know how to evaluate talent. And if they couldn't do it, they had to find someone who could. Because sometimes, Robert, just because you're an entrepreneur doesn't mean you know how to evaluate talent.
Well, that's, we, like you said earlier, we have to stay in our lane. And the best way, if you read the book, The Art of War, that's the best, that's some of the best marketing and business development advice I've ever seen. And one is that you have to know yourself, you have to know your enemy, you have to know your weaknesses, you have to know how to flank and outflank the competition.
Right.
And so it just, it really boils down to increase, continually increase your body of knowledge.
And you said a key point, knowing yourself.
Knowing yourself.
And even better, being true to yourself, because a lot of people, they're not taking a realistic inspection of themselves in terms of where they fit.
That's exactly right. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Feel free to call us and join into the discussion. If you have a question, if you have a marketing question, business development question, if you need a boost, you need a jump start, you just need somebody to pat you on the back and give you a good old collective hug, call us at 1-800-450-7876. We are bringing a First Friday back on October 7th.
October 7th.
October 7th.
So is that going to be like First Friday Oktoberfest?
First Friday is back. Go to marketingpulpit.com and sign up. I think we have the first five people to register are free. After that, it's only $9. That's marketingpulpit.com. If you have not been to Marketing Pulpit First Friday, you do not know what you have been missing, but it's never too late. Come on out at on August 7th. That's the first Friday of the Marketing Pulpit of October.
Yes.
Also, last week, I was the featured guest on the Shirley Thomas TV show, and a really, really great interview. You can go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see me right there on the homepage. You can hear the entire interview. And so you want to take advantage of that. A lot of good information. Great host, Ms. Shirley Thomas. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Apostle Shirley Jones talking about her new book, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey! For God's sake, gonna give more power to the people. 1450 WOL.
Right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. If you have that burning marketing question and you'd like to give us a call, by all means. Don't forget to support our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites. Go to BLESuites.com. If you need an office, if you need a place to hang your business hat, call 301-322-1700, 301-322-1700, and ask them for a free walkthrough. If you have, like, for instance, that big meeting coming up, you need a place to have your workshops, your seminars, if you need a place to just to meet somebody during the day and not meet them at the McDonald's or the Tasty Freeze.
Or the Panera Bread.
Panera Bread. Now, you can get by with that every now and then. And plus, it's hot out there, folks. I'm hot. Don't be trying to meet me out in the parking lot. Say, hey, let's have a quick meeting out here in the parking lot. Say, look, man, I brought you a grape soda, so put plenty of ice in it. That is not a substitute for a nice place to meet. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. So what I want you to do is to go to BLESuites.com and ask for Miss Bernadette Clay and ask for a free walkthrough.
Well, they can get that virtual office space if they don't want to.
That's right.
Be locked into a monthly
but see,
contract.
That's true, because a lot of people think that, well, look, I don't have all this money to be locked into some big lease and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month.
But you can get it when you need it.
That's right. You get on one of their affordable plans that includes the mail service, the mailbox services, the phone answering services, and then you can rent the rooms and offices as you need them.
That's right. Mm.
So you only rent it when you have that big presentation or that important client coming by.
And you still have, you know, your UPS and FedEx packages get dropped off, and, you know, you can still take advantage of that.
All right. All right, so that's BLE Suites. Go to BLESuites.com, BLESuites.com, and make sure you take advantage of this great service, and they are proud sponsors of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We also have on the line Apostle Shirley Jones. She comes to us today. She's got an event coming up. She's going to be signing having a book signing and introducing her new book. I'm going to let her tell you about it. Good morning, Apostle Jones.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Hey, the pleasure is mine. We always are happy to provide this forum and this platform as a good way of telling stories that need to be told. And after I talked to a good friend of yours, and they said, wow, I said, this young lady needs to come on the air and tell us about her story, her journey. Now, tell us, now, what inspired you to write this book? What was going on? Is it something that just it came to you in the middle of the night? Is it it's been a long progression?
No, it's been life.
Life.
This book has been the number one. The name of the book is called Lifeline When God Speaks, and it's volume one and volume two. Volume one was released in 2010, and I'm going to be releasing volume two tomorrow at the book signing. It's a book of encouragement. I was at a place in my life where the fibers of my life were beginning to unravel, where there are some things I just didn't know what to do. And what I learned during that time is that we do ourselves a disservice when we're trying to orchestrate our lives with the limited resources that we have. And I needed something that was bigger than me, that was outside of me. It had to be something that had to be inside of me. And so as I began to just give myself over to God and to his word, that it saved my life. It caused me to understand that, you know what, girl, you're going to be all right. Because God kept speaking to me, but surely I love you. I didn't feel anything about me was lovable. He said, you're going to be okay. I didn't feel like it was ever going to be okay. But it's something about the power of the word of God that will cause you to be healed and cause you to know everything was going to be all right. So one day it finally clicked, and I said, you know what, girl, you're going to be okay. And God began just to speak to me volumes of words of situations. You know, what do we do in a situation when you lose your job and you don't know what to do? What do you do when you have a divorce? What do you do when you get a call that your son has just died? What do you do when there's fears and there's insecurities and there are doubts? The only thing that we can do is listen for the voice of God and allow him to instruct us and give us wisdom and revelation and healing, and that's through his word. And so the reason why I wrote this book is because it saved my life. And I believe all of us, a lot of people are trying to orchestrate their lives with limited resources, but we serve a God who says that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. He knew everything about us. He said over in Jeremiah 29:11, he says that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, not of evil, but of peace to give you an expected end. So we all have an end. We have a purpose. We have destiny, but we got to make sure that we're tapped into the Lord of ours, who is our Savior and God Almighty.
Wow, that's a... Well, you sure are. You're an apostle, okay? I tell you, I got a lot of amens over here. My goodness,
amen.
I'm over here, my hand waving in the air, standing up.
Bless God this morning.
Well, let me ask you this: where does somebody find you on a regular basis? Do you have a church that you go to regularly? Do you pastor?
Yes, I am actually the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center, which is located at 17900 Queen Anne Road in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. And our services start at 10 o'clock, our worship service, and we're just having a mighty time in the Lord where he comes in and he instructs us, he loves on us, and sometimes he corrects us. But we just have a high time. So I invite the people that are on the line, come out, hang out with us. And I can tell you that you will be blessed because we are being blessed.
Well, you have to fire. I'm telling you. It's in you. Let me ask you this now. Somebody, you say you're having a book signing. When is your book signing, and how can somebody get to that? What's going on?
Okay, the book signing is tomorrow. So this is perfect timing. The book signing is tomorrow. It's from 1 to 5, and it's going to be at a art gallery in Capitol Heights. Tomorrow, the address is 7919 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743.
Okay. Now, is there a phone number or a website that they can find out more information about you and your books and your projects that you have going on? Sound like you have a plate full.
Yeah, actually, I have a website. My website address is www.shirleyjjones.com. And on my website, you'll find more information about me, about the products. You can also order the books. It's volume one and volume two. Also, I'm launching a worship CD tomorrow. And that came out of just my time before the Lord in prayer and thanksgiving. I don't sing. I don't know the difference between a B flat or an A sharp. I don't know none of that.
I bet you can sing. You have a voice. You have a singing voice. Now you just never tried to sing.
I sing under the anointing. You know, okay. You can do a lot of things under the anointing.
Yeah, I can sing under that.
I don't do that. Under the anointing, I do a lot of things.
I probably need a lot of anointing then before I can sing.
But bathe me in it. Yeah, so the song just came out of my Thanksgiving. Just God, I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God is one of the songs on the track. And they actually had there's a young lady. Her name is Reverend Leslie Randolph Moss, and she's a true worshiper. And she went into the studio and she took the words that I wrote and she added music to it and she began to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the collaboration between her and I, we are releasing that CD tomorrow.
Wow.
So along with the books. Tomorrow, people can also get a CD. We're also running a special. If you buy Volume 1 and Volume 2, you get the CD for half price. And if you buy more than 5 books, you get a free CD. So everybody is on the line and in the studio. I would love for you guys to come and hang out with me. Let me know who you are. And just come out and have some fun tomorrow.
Well, you have a sounds to me like it is going to be fun. Sounds like you're on a mission. You have the drive, you have God on your side, and I just, what do you say, you have the no enemy shall form against you with all the tools that you have. So I am glad that we were able to offer this forum to you today. And one more time, tell them how they can reach you and your phone number and your website.
Okay, the website is www.shirleyjjones.com, and they can reach me by telephone number 443-306-1520. Once again, our church is Rehoboth Family Life Center, and we're located at 17900 Queen Anne Road. That's Upper Marlboro 20774, and our services start at 10 o'clock, and we're just having a high time in the Lord. It's just good.
Reverend Jones, I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on the show today, and I will see if I can get by there and bring as many folks as I can, okay?
Oh, I love that. I'll be looking forward to seeing you and meeting you, and thanks you so much for having me on the broadcast.
All right.
It's been a blessing.
My pleasure. All right,
okay,
folks.
God bless.
That was Apostle Shirley Jones. Her website is shirleyjjones.com. She has a new book and CD, and go to her website and find out more about that. And her book signing tomorrow is at 7919 Central Avenue. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. In the next segment, we're going to have Philosophy bringing us tax and accounting tips. And later in the show, we're going to do the 3 M's of business success: mission, market, and money. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
When you... President Obama loves WOL, where information is power.
So in love.
WOL, where information is power.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, celebrating 35 years of service to the community, where information is power.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We'd like to thank again Apostle Shirley Jones for joining us this morning and really gave us a little sermon there. Man, I got the spirit over here. Let me put on my shouting shoes.
You're about to.
I'm serious, man.
You had to get a bigger booth.
Testify.
For you.
Hey.
Get you in the big booth over there.
Hallelujah. It's the Marketing Pulpit, 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Go to marketingpulpit.com and listen to my TV interview with Shirley Thomas, Shirley Jones.
How did that go?
Man, that was good, man. They got a nice little hookup over there, over the Everlasting Life.
Oh.
Walk right
so
in
you're
the,
over there with Baruch.
Baruch, yeah. You walk in the door and they have a nice TV studio sitting right there on the left.
Oh. I was over there when he was putting it together.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a wow.
That's a nice
I did
hookup.
Not know it was there.
Yeah. Huh.
So I was on the show, and another young lady, Joy, Joy was on the show also. She was talking about her nonprofit and what she was doing, and it was just a great time. And Shirley Thomas, she's been a big supporter of the show. She's been to several Marketing Pulpit first Fridays. Matter of fact, she was a regular until she started her TV show and mm-hmm. kind of running at the same time.
Right.
So she said, Robert, since you're taking a break from your marketing pulpit, can you come out and join me on my TV show as my special guest? And, of course, I was happy to oblige. Also go to, I'm starting a series of sermons from the marketing pulpit. And they're getting a lot of publicity on YouTube. You can go to marketingpulpit.com. That's right there on the right side of the homepage. Listen to the last one. I've turned up the quality a little bit. Got a little music in the background. Got some graphics. Got it in video format. So you want to go there and check those out and just kind of wait for the next one. Right now, the most recent one was called Competition. How the competition is going to beat the pants off you or beat you into the ground or beat you like a drum, and that's right on the homepage. And if you want to get the whole series, you can go to youtube.com/Robert Gatewood, and that'll bring up my whole channel. Let's see. We have in the studio today our tax tip accountant, and she's going to talk about back to school. Now, how in the heck can back to school got to do with accounting? Does that mean the kids with the pencils behind their ears? Or how does that work, philosophy?
No, it actually works in the sense of we need to first evaluate what we're going to be doing with the children. Are you going to put them in aftercare?
Ooh.
If you are going to put them in aftercare and they're under the age of 13, you get to write off every dollar as like child care expenses.
Hmm.
Okay? But don't.
What if they're like 18?
No, they can watch themselves. They're grown.
Okay,
that's why they capped it at 13, because at the age of 13, you're no longer what they say, a latchkey kid. I was a latchkey kid. I stayed home when I was 13.
So there is an age limit. You can't be putting like your 25-year-old college kid in.
No, if he's in aftercare, he needs to be on disability or something.
some other issues.
Yeah. But up to age 13, we can write off all before and aftercare. And this is amazing for all of the children, all of the parents like myself, that our children are in private schools and we cannot write off the tuition for private schools.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The only way you can write off tuition for private schools is if they are in K3, like K2, K3, and K4, because that's still considered daycare age.
Hmm, okay.
If they're still in daycare age, you get to write off your private school tuition. Okay, but anything beyond K4, you cannot deduct. So that's why you need to focus more on the before and aftercare. Wow. Another tip, a lot of us, we donate to our schools. We do fundraisers.
Yeah.
We cook. We do everything. Guess what, Robert? You get to write that off, too.
So all those cakes and pies I made.
Yep. All the ingredients, what you want to do, just have your wife swipe the card a separate time for what she's purchasing for the children and for the school, and you get to write that off. However, there are limitations to that. You can only write off the portion of that contribution that does not, how would I say, give you a value in return.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, if you're just doing it out of good faith, the school is having a program, you get to write it off 100%.
Okay.
But if you're doing it to reduce your children's tuition, then you have to give or take. Whatever the contribution is, reduced by the benefit is what you can write off.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What about the mileage to drive them to school and back?
No.
No?
But the mileage for your volunteer work, yes.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to the school to volunteer, you can write
like
that
off. Oh, like if
you're
helping teachers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
What about if you have to take them to D.C. and the traffic cameras get you?
Nope.
No.
Can't write off that ticket either.
Darn it.
Nope. None of that stuff. None of that stuff. So that's what you want to do. And then for all my college-bound parents, oh, my gosh, I know you're in pain. I know you're crying.
Yes.
But guess what? You get an additional write-off. You get to write off the American Opportunity Credit. It gives you up to $2,500 in college deductions. The issue is this. Be very careful in regards to how the school classifies it. You cannot deduct books, okay? You cannot deduct room and board, but you can deduct all the tuition, okay? But the credit is only $2,500.
So that's a max. Now, do you have to itemize that, or is that just a flat given?
Yes. To be honest with you, Robert, all of this you have to itemize.
Okay.
So if you're not itemizing, the deductions won't benefit you at the moment. However, this may be the opportunity for the people that have never been able to itemize to actually do, because your state taxes that you pay on your W-2 is itemized, and then also your children's tuition before and after care is also itemized, and then your church contribution. So all of that will be on your Schedule A, but you do have to itemize to benefit from these deductions.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but the beauty of it, even if your child is getting a student loan and you aren't paying out of pocket, guess what? You get to write it off as well. You get to write off the school fees even if you didn't pay it yet and you've obtained a loan. People have this misconception that because you have obtained a loan for your child's school fees that you're unable to deduct it. No. When you get that 1098-T from your school, deduct it.
Oh, okay.
What happens is once you start to repay the loan, you also get to deduct the student loan interest.
Right. Okay.
So, that's basically what I need you all to focus on. What are we going to be doing for our children? Are we going to have to put them in before and after care? There are extracurriculars that we do to keep them active and involved, such as like their karate. Let me give you a quick tip. If you want to do karate and you want to be able to deduct it, make sure it's the before and aftercare type of karate, not the karate on Saturdays.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
So the day of the week can make a difference.
Yes, if it's after school or before school, yes.
Get them up at like 3 in the morning and throw them in the karate class.
You can, because a lot of them actually take them to school. So that's considered before care.
They're going to get kicked upside the head out there. trying to do karate at 3 in the morning.
So, if you're going to put your children in school or karate or anything like that, if you want to benefit from the write-off, make sure it's considered before and aftercare. And if you notice, a lot of them does this now because they realize the benefit. So before and after care, student loan deduction, and your child's tuition is all tax deductible.
Wow.
Oh, and better yet, your contributions to your child's school, such as PTA meetings and stuff of that nature.
What about those like programs, like the holiday party programs that they give, and you donate time, all that stuff.
But you cannot deduct the time that you donate. You can deduct what the value of what you contributed. That's the problem.
See, I was going
to
do it.
You can't tack an hourly wage to the stay-at-home mom and say, oh, you're worth $15 an hour. You're at the PTA meeting. No, that would be amazing.
I was going to do an opportunity cost expense. My hourly rate is $195 an hour. I spent 4 hours over at that school.
And he's calculating it too, guys.
I'm going to deduct that entire. You feel I can't deduct that amount?
Not the value of your time, but what you gave in return. So you can deduct the mileage, and you can also deduct the value of the donation that you gave.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. That is great information, especially the one about the karate in the morning.
The weekend thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Because I'm sure some people are thinking that they say it's more convenient for me to put this kid in here on Saturday morning while I'm doing my grocery shopping.
But it's funny. I have a client who has a Taekwondo studio, and he has before and after thing, and I'm like,
hey, you need to put his marketing material. He need to make that a benefit.
Yes. Right.
Make that a benefit of his services. He probably not even aware of it.
Right. Yeah, so that's true. You may not be.
It's all about benefit selling. Benefit selling. Yeah, right there on those benefits.
That would be a good thing for him. Yeah. Actually.
Masaday, thank you, dear, for
You're
always.
Welcome.
Now, how can folks, I'm sure some folks have questions, follow-up questions, and they want some take advantage of those great services that you offer to the public. How can people find out more about you?
Okay, first off, I'm on all things social media with Falashade, F-O-L-A-S-A-D-E, The Accountant. Hey, Falashade, The Accountant.
She's not
you
lying.
You can also email me directly with your questions, and I'll make a video out of it or something at Falashade, F-O-L-A-S-A-D-E, at SuncrestFinancials.com. And you can call my office at 240-582-7109.
All right. Thank you, Falashade.
Thank you.
Falashade joins us on the third Friday of every month, bringing us these information, because people, when you are in business, you have to take that holistic approach. You can't just focus on getting customers in the door. If you're not accounting for those customers and those revenues that come from them, then that's one of the things that is the undoing of so many small businesses in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people just aren't money people.
They're just not money people.
And you need someone.
Doesn't go back to that, what we were saying, you're out here trying to do everything yourself.
Right.
And next thing you know, somebody's knocking on your door.
Because sometimes people are making purchases that are bad purchases.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they need accountants and number crunchers who can come in and say, like, for example, at the conference I was at yesterday, I was asking the guy, And I know it kind of caught him sideways, because a lot of times people who are coming to the type of show that I was going to, they're more hands-on people. Right. They're the people who actually do and manufacture and produce the product.
Right.
But I was asking the guy, okay, what is the time frame typically for somebody to recoup the cost of the equipment?
Right.
I'm more concerned about, you know, if I'm going to spend
your return on your investment.
Right. If I'm going to spend $40,000, right, I need to know how quick can I recoup my $40,000? How much do I have to price my products at? And can I price them at a competitive rate to still be competitive with my competition?
Well, see, that's
to still get my return on my investment.
That's when you have to do a business plan, and an important part of a business plan is those projections. And it talks about the pricing and costing and projecting out based on potential income. And sometimes if you're starting a brand new business in an area where you're unfamiliar, going in it without a plan could really be very disastrous. Yeah.
Robert, let me interject. There are actually three plans that a business needs. The business plan is the initial one.
Right.
Okay. Then you need a growth plan.
Okay.
And then you need a profit plan. They're all three totally two different things that incorporate different aspects of a business. So what William is saying here, what he needed is a growth plan.
Right.
Okay, if he buy this equipment, what do he need to do right now to sustain growth, repay, build, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the growth plan would do. The business plan is just basically from foundational.
Right,
but you need pillars, and that's where the growth and the profit plan come into play. So his new equipment will also be part of the
profit plan,
because he can now reduce overhead. He can now produce more products at a faster rate, and which will then in turn increase client retention and everything else.
And having that plan also will let me know whether that's a good investment or not.
Well, you need a break-even analysis on this equipment, and you need to find what your contribution margin is.
Yes.
And you have to. Those are things that a lot of small companies, it's foreign to them.
And I love that stuff, Robert.
You're shooting in the dark.
Right. And that's why.
I'm talking Velocity.
And that's why Velocity would be perfect for people who are doing that. Mm-hmm. Because, unfortunately, a lot of people go and get this stuff. They can qualify. They have the credit to get it. But they don't have that bread and butter information to keep themselves from being upside down.
And what Velocity is saying is correct, because some people, you don't really need, if you're not going to do a complete comprehensive business plan,
right,
they're all short steps. Like you said, a profit plan, or like I said, a break-even analysis, a contribution margin.
Yep.
Say, how is this particular purchase or this particular product, this individual product, what is it contributing to the bottom line?
Right.
And so those are some intermediary steps or short versions of a full-blown business plan.
Right.
So, folks, there is help out here. There is a body of knowledge. Matthew 7 says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open. See what you did there, Apostle Jones?
had to brush off his little Bible verses.
Got me all holy over here today. This is the marketing pulpit, folks. We're not saving souls, but today, I don't know. We'll be right back after the break. All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I have in the studio Mr. William Maxwell.
That's right.
Also have Philosophy Day.
Hey.
And we are rocking and rolling over here. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs. We're trying to save our community. Every day, not a day goes by that I don't have the option or the pleasure to work with some small business owner or someone who's aspiring to stick his or her toe in the entrepreneurial pool. If I sat here today and try to tell you everything you need to be successful in business, I'd have to bring in a sleeping bag and have food brought in. But what I've tried to do is encapsulate it, and these are three things that you must have in that trajectory of trying to get you at the top of the business development game. Now, this is not all, but these three are critical. The first one I would like to impart is mission. What is your reason for starting a business? What is your reason for starting this organization? You need to ask yourself, is this something that you would participate in even if the money was not involved?
Right.
I know that's a large stretch for some people. Say, wait a minute, why in the world would I do anything without the money element? Well, you need the passion and drive, because sometimes there are going to be late nights when money is not there.
Right.
Yep.
So if you have to throw in the towel every time you're having a bad week or a bad month or the money's not there, believe me, this may not be the job for you.
Yep.
That's the first thing you need to do is make sure it is a mission involved. Is your mission to promote health and wellness? Is your mission to foster financial responsibility? Is your mission to educate our youth? Is your mission to extend the quality of life for our seniors? Is your mission to advance technology in the inner city? Searching your soul and find that mission and the path to business success has already been laid out for you. So the first one you need to know, do you have a mission? The second one is market. You need to identify the market for the persons or businesses that need the services and products that you offer. Are you satisfying the needs of this group? Are you solving their problems? Is that market small businesses? Is it baby boomers? Is it the affluent? Are they in a different demographic, certain neighborhood in which they live? Is it a product where the buyer is also the end user? You have to ask yourself, what is the market? If you cannot identify that market, you need to go back to the drawing board. If you get into a market where you don't reach critical mass, you are doomed to failure. Now, what does critical mass mean? Are you creating enough interest and generating enough money from that business to make a living, to right. sustain you, to pay your bills? If you have not done that, you have not reached critical mass, and the market you have identified may not be a viable market.
Right.
So that's one of the things we have to do when we say identify market. Sometimes you have to put that passion aside and inject a little bit of reality. And that reality may say, look, this market is not big enough. This market is not viable. I need to go back to the drawing board and rethink this market that I'm going to attract. So that's the first one. So the first one is mission. What is your reason for starting a business? Is it a passion? Is your raison d'etre, your reason for being? The second one is market. Is this a viable market and aligned with my mission? The last one, and definitely not the least, is money.
Money, 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 money.
I think the OJ said it best.
Right.
Some people got to have it. Some people really need it. And if you're a business owner, you definitely fall in both categories. You would need money to get that business off the ground. Now, I have many people who come to me and they say, wow, I have this great, great passion. I have this dream. I've identified the market. But guess what, Mr. Gatewood? I don't have any money. But there are certain things in business that are so pivotal and so crucial to the success of that business that you cannot have a business without some type of money or means to get those things.
Right.
You need equipment. You need tools. You may need uniforms. You may need technology. You may need vehicles. You may need office space. And you always, always, without a doubt, unequivocally need marketing and advertising.
That's right.
If you cannot afford to do those things, you might need to go back to the drawing board and say, look, maybe this mission needs to be shelved for a moment. Maybe I need to go back and find some sources of money. Now, how we get that money, it can vary. First of all, I want you to make sure that it's legal and you're not doing something nefarious. That would get you in trouble. That's the wrong way to start. Nefarious activities are out of the question. So you want to make sure you're doing some things that are legal, and you want to make sure you're doing some things that can get that money.
Right.
Now, some people do bootstrapping. You're working at a place, you're making pretty good money.
Right.
Take a little bit of that money and start putting it over to the side. Making sure that company you're working with, you're not trying to short them while you're starting your business on the side, which means you have to spend some late nights. You have to invest in a lot of coffee, no-dos, or whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
But you got to stay up and work those two jobs while you're bootstrapping to get your business off the ground. One way you can do it.
Right.
Can you get a bank loan? You have to have the plans. Your numbers have to work. You can also use credit cards. I started my first business with credit cards. You get that credit card with zero interest, and then when you get to a point, you pay it off with another card with zero interest.
Right.
So you have to know the credit card game. You really have to show some type of discipline. People talking to me about starting a business, I look out the window, they're driving up in a big old Jaguar, a Mercedes-Benz. They have a $900 car note, and they're wondering why they have no money for their business. You have to go back and shuffle the deck, reshuffle the deck.
Yes.
So you don't have to go to these unconventional lenders. So you don't have to use those credit cards. That's right, and find yourself in debt. Of course, there's always the investor option. Some people have such a great idea, they can align themselves with somebody who actually share their vision and their mission, and they may be willing to invest in you. So we're going to back it up for a minute. Three things you need to do to have business success. These are not the only three things, but these are very pivotal things. A mission. What is your reason for starting the business? Mm-hmm. Is it a passion? Is it something you deeply believe in? Number two, is there a market, a viable market, enough people to reach critical mass so that you survive in this business? And do you have the money? And last but not least, what I want you to do is to synergize. This is something that we don't do enough of. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. So when you start synergizing these three M's, one, make sure the mission is aligned with the market.
Right.
Make sure the market is viable and able to achieve critical mass, and that you have enough money so that you can execute that mission. If you don't have that mission, if you don't have that money, if you don't have that market, I want you to come talk to me. Let me help you identify it. What are you saying? Plus
Rob, I tell your people that for-profit businesses have to have a mission. There's a misconception out here that nonprofits are the only ones that have a mission.
That's right.
Now, Robert is speaking to y'all for-profit and nonprofit folks out here. You have to have a mission, too.
That's exactly right. Folks, go to marketingpulpit.com and find out what we are doing every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We are bringing you the good marketing gospel. I want you to go to Facebook. Go to Facebook and follow us. Also, go to Gatewood Marketing. Now, if you need services to help you execute any of these ideas we brought today, go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com, and call me at 301-839-2836. This is the Marketing Pulpit, folks, and if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time, and you got to do it right, people.
Enough talk, folks. Let's get to work.
Yes.
1450 WOL.